Hi, everyone. Welcome to the MRP Tech Podcast. This is episode 77. My name is Matt, and this is the weekly podcast discussing everyday tech for everyday people. This last week has been a crazy week. And before I even start the show today, I owe a big thank you to Martin Obando from the Geeksters podcast and obandocomputing.com. Martin helped me out a whole lot this past week. And we're going to get into some of the things that we talked about today. But just wanted to give a real quick thank you to him for getting me set in the right direction as far as my website was concerned. Gave me some really great ideas and helped me find a good decision which way I wanted to go with my website. And we'll talk about that this week in this week's episode. So thanks again, Martin. And if you've never checked out Martin's show, Geeksters, go ahead and go over to podnuts.com and take a listen to one of his shows. So over this last week, I have been pretty much going nonstop with a few different projects that I've been working on. I mentioned them in the last few episodes. One is we were working on getting a student help desk set up at our school, and that takes a lot more time than I was expecting to point the students in the right directions and to get them working on technology projects. So far, it's been pretty well received, and it's starting to build, and students are now getting into certain tech projects that they want to learn about. We've got some students that are taking Google Apps for Education training. Other students are working on HTML. I even have some students that were just starting out working on some amateur radio stuff, which I'm going to talk to you about in a little bit. But with all of that, at the same time, I've got a major music festival I'm sending some students to this week called Area Allstate in New York, and that's this Friday. So with that, and also at the same time, I get several emails about a week ago saying that my domain names are up for renewal. Now, I own a couple of different domain names. One domain is basically a business domain set up for my band. And I pay for that through donations. We play pretty active. We're pretty active as a musical group, and we take donations and basically pay for the website and hosting that way. And I have another domain for this podcast, mrptechreviews.com. And right around this time of year last year, I stumbled across a Black Friday deal, and my wife was generous enough to purchase me the domain name and hosting for Christmas at a pretty reasonable price. So we had the website MRP Tech Reviews up and running in just about no time. And because I'm not a web developer, and because I'm not really an expert in this stuff, I went with Wix. And today what I wanted to talk about is some pros and cons for Wix and some of the things that I'm looking forward to in the future with my websites to maybe help some of you out there who might be in a similar situation. So basically with Wix, you can get a website up and running within minutes. They have a very easy website builder that was very appealing to me. I didn't know how to write in HTML at all. And one of the things that I saw with Wix is it's basically drag and drop the features that you want to see in your website. And there is a little learning curve to it, but most people, if they're somewhat computer literate, they could find their way around and manage to put together a website in just a few minutes. There are great themes that you can use. All the themes tend to look very similar, and but it's customizable too, and it's mobile friendly. I don't really have to do a whole lot of extra work with the mobile portion of it. But at the same time, with all of these features of Wix, I've always felt like it was missing things. I was always felt like I want to do this one task. Like I wanted to set up a redirect MRP. techreviews.com/Patreon, and I wanted to have it redirect to Patreon. Well, you can't do that with Wix. And just little things like that once in a while where there was something I needed that wasn't a feature in Wix, but could be found elsewhere. And so sort of became a grass is greener type of thing. And I know no website provider out there is going to be perfect. But it really started making me think of I should start looking into more and more options. And it wasn't really my plan as of last week to do this. But when I got the email saying my websites were up for renewal, I sort of threw out a pitch to try to offset the cost of this podcast website, mrptechreviews.com. And I thought I'd throw a pitch out and see if I get anybody to donate and help me out there. And as I did that, I also started to go and learn a little bit more about different other hosting providers, just in case I wanted to make a switch in the future. Well, at this happens to be this time of year, and HostGator has some really great deals right now. And I know other people out there that use HostGator. And basically, one of the things that they're offering for their business plan is 60% off for 3 years. And immediately going back to my business, my band, I run a professional big band. That was pretty appealing because we pay for the website through donations. And over 3 years, if I did the math, it was going to be saving me somewhere in the ordinance of $500 to $700. And that's pretty big. And then I realized I made a sort of pretty big mistake when we bought the MRP Tech Reviews domain last year, in the fact that I could have saved money also by combining these accounts into one account. So I've been looking at HostGator, and with a business plan being 60% off, you can basically have unlimited domains. You can have one-click installs for things like WordPress and Website Builder. So-called unmetered bandwidth. I'm not convinced that's really the case at this point in time. You get things like private SSL and IP addresses. You get the option of adding email addresses with this at a pretty reasonable price. The domain purchases are actually cheaper than Wix at this point. And so doing the math again, it really made me want to combine all of my different domains to one account. And if you are out there and you're sort of getting into web design, or just you're the type of guy that's the go-to guy for people and you're trying to help them out and create websites for them, you might not necessarily know this and be aware of this, that when you create a sort of hosting account, you can purchase other domains and will save you money in the long run, something I did not know. So I ended up just a couple of days ago, kind of late at night, just trying out HostGator. Now, they don't give you a free trial with HostGator, but they do offer a money-back guarantee. So if you purchase a domain or have another domain in a separate provider, you can get in access to HostGator and the portal that you can log in with HostGator, and you have to pay for it up front. But within 45 days, if you don't like it, you can also get a refund. So that's sort of what I did. I went with the business plan for my band, and I was hoping to combine a couple other things, because I also wanted to look into getting a domain for a local county music organization to help them out as well. And that's the appeal for me for HostGator. Now, with Wix, you do get unlimited bandwidth, and unlimited, well, I think it's like 10 gigs of storage for a similar price. Never really had any issues with storage. But they also don't give you options to see how much storage you're using. And I always was kind of nervous that with posting videos and audio recordings and photos, that at some point in time that was going to catch up with me. One of the perks with HostGator is I don't really have to worry about that so much. It's not like I'm doing terabytes worth of data every month. But with HostGator, you have access to basically absolutely everything that you would need access to. And it's a little overwhelming at first, to be quite honest. For those of you who have never used things like cPanel before, I'm myself included, it is a little overwhelming to see. Now, the biggest hurdle for me with HostGator or with any provider that allows you to do backend work here on your websites is just understanding the layout, understanding where things are. With HostGator, there's the portal, the customer portal where you log into. You also have the cPanel that you have to log into. You have access to email for your domains that you've got to log into. You have, once you develop WordPress sites, you've got to log into that as well. So it was a little overwhelming to sort of understand where everything was. And it's taken me a few days to kind of start scratching the surface with HostGator. Now, one of the things that I wanted to do is I wanted to build a site first and then connect my domain to HostGator. I did not want to take my band's website down and completely design a new website. Who knows how long that would take, being the first time using HostGator. So I tried to create a new domain, and again, was found with a learning process that it takes time for the DNS servers to propagate when you create a new domain. I didn't have to deal with that with Wix for some reason, and maybe I did. I just don't remember. It's been a couple of years now since I've created a new domain, and so basically, if you're not sure how propagation works, when you purchase a new domain, it could take anywhere from 28 to 48 hours for the full switch to be made, and you start having access to your new domain. So DNS propagation is basically the process of updating every server across the web with new information. So there's lots of servers that require updating, and there's a lag between the changes that are made with all the servers that have registered your domain. So it could take a few days to get into actually building a website once you purchase a domain. And I'm still in that transition period now. As I mentioned, I've only been doing this a couple of days. But the other thing that I tried to do is I tried to switch from Wix to HostGator. I tried to bring MRP Tech Reviews from Wix over to HostGator. This was kind of an experiment, and I'm probably going to end up having to take the MRP Tech Reviews website down for a period of time as I build a new site. Wix does not tend to play well with other providers. HostGator does have a migration tool. If you're using other websites, it's a little bit more easy to transfer from one provider to another. Wix doesn't really let you do that, so they kind of intentionally make things difficult. However, the transfer process for Wix is pretty simple if you do it right the first time. So what I had to do is I had to unsubscribe from my annual domain renewal. I had to change a few settings with my domain, and the Wix directions are very clear on how to do that. And then Wix sends you an email with a transfer code, and you go into your new provider, HostGator, and go to domains and transfer your domains in. It's a pretty seamless process, but like anything with me, it was a learning process because I didn't really understand exactly what I was doing. And I ran into a few bumps, and I had to call customer support because it looked like my domain was locked and I couldn't transfer it over. Wix would tell me that my domain was unlocked, and HostGator was telling me that Wix was the domain was locked. I actually had no luck with tech support, but I discovered what the issue was on my own. I had not set up my email address yet for my hosting domain with HostGator. Once I did that, the transition went basically flawlessly. The domain, I guess, when you switch a domain from one provider to another, it could take up to a week to do that. So I'm sort of in another waiting period here to get up and running, building with HostGator. The idea is I want to learn how to use WordPress. HostGator also provides something called Website Builder that's similar to Wix, in which you can have a template and its drag and drop functionality. I didn't know that they had that when I signed up, which is kind of nice. The only drawback is they, for the free plan for the website builder, they only allow you to build 6 pages on your website. That was kind of something I didn't expect, but I wasn't really all that worried about it because I was more interested in WordPress and building a WordPress site. So as time goes on, I'm probably going to make lots of mistakes, and finally getting my domain switched over to Hostgator, which took several hours of work, that kind of made me reassured a little bit that I'm making the right decision here by switching over to Hostgator. I'm saving a whole lot of money, and actually it's not as much of an offset of a cost. It's not so cost prohibitive for me to have something like mrptechreviews.com up and running on its own. So that's good news for me. Gives me a little bit more work to do over the next month or so. I wasn't really looking forward to that. I wasn't thinking about doing that at the time, but I think it's the right choice. And had a great phone call with Martin Obando the other night. We talked on the phone for about 20 minutes. He helped me out with a great solution for my problems. He offered hosting for me, and I sort of explained my situation because it was this crazy situation where I've got one website, I've got this other website, one's paid for by donations, one I'm building soon for somebody else. I sort of just wanted a place where I could go and put it all together in one spot. And but you know, certain websites aren't going to get so much traffic, but others are going to get lots of traffic, and I'm putting photos and videos and all this other stuff on there. And so I needed the unlimited storage, and he was real patient. He listened to everything I had to say, and just offered free advice. And, I definitely appreciate that, and helped me make a decision which way I wanted to go. And I feel really good about the decision that I made. I also wanted to take a look at cPanel and learn more about cPanel and all the different, use cases that cPanel provides that Wix does not. Wix does a lot of things like SEO settings for Google searches, redirects, and a lot of other things within Wix itself. But with cPanel, I have so much more access to anything that I could really imagine. There's special offers. They offer expanded functionality if you want to pay for it. They also allow you basically file manager access to all your files. There's things like MySQL databases and PHP MyAdmin. Not only with the special offers, but you get free WordPress sites. You can see your disk usage. It just, the list goes on and on. You can add on domains. You can edit things like DNS with Simple Zone Editor and Advanced Zone Editors. You have access to emails if you want to pay for it. Wix does that as well. It's a little bit more complicated to set up. They have a lot more like metrics and monitoring systems. SSH access is incredible, and really the just list goes on and on. There's so many things here that's just overwhelming for somebody who's never done this before. But I will say, if you are patient and don't get overwhelmed by how much there is, I think Wix was a good stepping stone for me because it allowed me to learn some terminology that I wasn't aware of, and now I'm ready for something that offers a little bit more power and functionality than Wix. This isn't a bash on Wix at all, because they got me started and got me up and running with a website very quickly. And this is something that I can show students who are interested in web design, and they can get a website up and running in minutes. And whereas they're not going to have something access to cPanel, and that's probably a good thing for students. For me, I want that extra functionality, and it is that learning process and it is that learning curve. But anybody out there thinking about maybe transitioning from a website like Wix or Squarespace, you know, there's some really good deals out there right now, not just with Hostgator. There's other website providers that are offering pretty competitive deals right now because it is the holidays, and especially around things like Black Friday, I'm sure there's going to be even better deals. So I had to move quickly because my domains were about to renew, and so it was just it was something I had to do. So I'm going to be working on this for the next week or so. If you notice that the website goes down, it'll be back up. Not sure when, but it'll be happening soon. Really looking forward to seeing what I can come up with, maybe offering some new and exciting things that I haven't been able to do before, and just want to get back up and running with that. Side story now, away from website design, I had a thought on the way home from work the other day, and I'm mentioning the student technology group, and if you've been listening to past episodes, I've been really into ham radio lately. There's another ham radio operator here at this school that I work at. And the thought crossed my mind is, I wonder if I could contact the local radio club. And I wonder if they would be willing to donate equipment to the school, and we could get some students interested in radio equipment. All of our seniors here at the school are required to do a senior project. We have some students that are basically maybe going into the military or emergency services. And so the thought process was, I wonder if with this new technology club that we're putting together, we've opened up a new educational technology center. We found a room available where we could do Chromebook repairs and work on other small projects without being at our help desk. And I was thinking, I wonder if we could put up a small ham shack in there. With a licensed radio operator, students can talk over the air while they're being supervised. And at the same time, if it's not, we can lock it up. Students won't be able to have access to it. And I think it'd be something that really is different, and not a lot of schools do it. I knew of a couple of schools in the area that have similar things. I don't know how successful they've been. And so we're sort of researching that project now. I brought the idea up with the superintendent. He loved the idea. He said anything that we can provide for our students to make them, you know, ready for the workforce, and then he's game for it. Especially, you know, if a local radio club is helping out and getting it up and running, and it also works for a senior project. We can get some seniors interested in it. Maybe get them licensed at some point in time. We'll see how it goes. I'm not really sure how that's going to work. But just one more thing that we're adding here at the school. So it's been a really crazy and hectic week with website renewals and our student help desk. But man, has it been fun seeing some high school kids just tearing apart Chromebooks and fixing things. We actually took a field trip to a local school on Monday this week. And they talked about repairing Chromebooks, and then students showed other students how to repair. And then we walked through the door on Tuesday, and we've had Chromebook repairs coming in ever since. We've already addressed several screen issues, a USB port issue. It's just all coming together this week, and it's kind of fun to watch. So thanks to all of you for all the feedback that you've been giving with all of those things. If you have any other feedback for the shows, I'd love to hear it. Send me an email. It is mrptechreviews@gmail.com. Feel free to send me a message. I'd love to hear it, and I'll read it on the air if you want me to. So with that said, I'm going to wrap things up here. Thanks for listening. We'll see you next time.